This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
What makes someone cool to you? Is it the way they dress? Is it how they carry themselves? Or just how they make you feel? I want to know. Text now, 0427 569 949.
Joy Drive family, get in touch.
Text 0427 569 949.
We all know cool when we see it, or at least we think we do, but now there's some science to back it up. A global study has found that people across 12 countries share a surprisingly similar view of what makes someone cool. But what's really behind that cool factor?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
When you heard this research, which set out to define what makes someone cool, what was your first reaction?
New ways to sell stuff to us.
Was it by the Pons Institute?
No, it's a genuine study. Right. It's from a respected psychology journal. But psychology has a branch of it which is very much geared towards consumer behaviour. And this is very much one of those studies that I think, at least my mind goes there, that the practical applicability of this type of research, and often what gets people grant money in the first place, is brands want to know what is it that they can do to make their stuff more appealing to us. And again, this doesn't make the study uninteresting. I actually am quite interested in this type of research, but I am cynical that part of the reason the research is attractive to certain groups of people is because it gives information about how to sell stuff.
Tina from Coburg says, and I agree, cool is someone who can wear Crocs with confidence. I have a pair of old dog-chewed Crocs that Lucas loves chewing. There's a little thread holding them together still that I wear as my indoor slippers. I love them, but now people wear them outdoors.
Well, that was years. The very first time I taught in the United States was in 2011, and on campus, students would come to class wearing Uggs. I had never seen that. I've taught at the University of Melbourne since early 2000s. I've never seen students wear them at all. And yet in the United States, it was actually quite common for students to wear them. So that's a cultural difference. I'm not sure necessarily whether either are cool, but certainly acceptable in one cultural context and not so much the other.
So what makes someone cool to you? 0427 569 949. What about this one, Lauren? Marcus from Richmond, that person who makes everyone feel like they belong.
So I think that's a set of qualities that I think is desirable in you know, you're attracted to people who are like that. And I think that that's a good set of qualities. It's not what comes up in the research. So when people are asked, and 6,000 of them in a whole lot of different countries were asked, six qualities came up. Extroverted.
Oh.
Hedonistic.
Here goes me.
Yeah. Same. Powerful. Again. Adventurous. Open, I think, is okay, and autonomous, and I think that's okay too. But those qualities, straight away my thoughts go to lead singers of rock bands. And the reason my thoughts go there is because that's the image of cool, I think, that's been circulating for 50-odd years, is the front man of a band is the epitome of cool. And that image then comes back to us through popular culture. Does that then reiterate our idea of cool? And then around and around we go. And I think this is one of those things that makes me think what explains the culture. You know, why are people in Papua New Guinea and Australia and Germany all having the same visions of cool? Is it because we're all drinking from that same pop culture trough?
Oh, maybe.
You know, and when we're sold a certain kind of image of cool, as opposed to whether we were all in our own bubbles and never exposed to any cultural influences, A, would we care about cool, but B, what would it look like?
It's interesting, isn't it? Why can't introverted people be cool? It's cool to be able to go out and then think, you know what, I need to recharge. How cool's that?
Oh, I mean, I... I think, though, there is some contradictions in some of this, because extroverted is interesting, because it seems to me, at least from my reading of the research, that people who try really hard to be cool aren't perceived as cool. And sometimes with extroversion, it feels like a bit of a performance of cool, as opposed to cool. Like, you and I, in our professional capacity, have to be extroverted in certain, but we're not naturally extroverted. And I think that that's part of this story as well, that people in the, not that I'm in the entertainment industry, but if you're in the entertainment industry, that's a persona you have to do constantly. The very fact that it may not necessarily be who you are, is that making you cool or performing cool?
I love it. Do you know what? This one's coming as well. People who know they are and don't care if others get it. Is that cool?
That part, the not caring, I think, which comes under that autonomous aspect of, I definitely think that's part of it. People who look like they're chasing trends, that they care too much whether the Crocs have the dog bite or whatever it is, that if they're too into following other people's lead, that isn't considered cool, as opposed to the people who are confident enough in whatever their choices are that other people then want to emulate them rather than vice versa.
The research also compared people who are considered cool with people who are considered good. How different were these groups?
Yeah, well, good, and I think that comes back to the question you asked a little bit earlier around the idea that people who feel make others feel comfortable and included. And that, for me, is good, right? It's not necessarily cool, but it's a good and attractive quality. And I think when we use good, it's often a value judgment. You know, when we talk about someone as being a good person, or you know, that's a good bloke, or she's a good woman, that inherent in that goodness is that they're either, you know, generous or nice or kind, whereas we don't need you to be kind or generous to be cool. Cool is almost like, well, that cool person doesn't need to show any interest in us whatsoever for us to perceive them as cool, but we wouldn't necessarily think of them as good.
Damo says, cool to me is the competence you have when you carry yourself.
Yeah. I think that that's, and this is a word that came up a lot in the research, is swagger. And I definitely think that if I was to come up with, again, I have to accept that it's manipulated by pop culture as opposed to, you know, an intrinsic idea of cool, but I definitely think cool's bound up with swagger. This idea that there's a sort of inherent confidence there that you're okay with who you are, or at least can present that you're okay with who you are. And I think maybe it doesn't matter if you really, you know, it's the fake it till you make it. There's lots of research, for example, that talks about in certain professions where you have to be on a classic study in this is air stewards, and how they have to be on for passengers, but that there is some research that suggests if you fake it, if you get on the plane and smile, you'll eventually feel it because you're performing it. And I think there's an element there with cool as well. If you do it, if you perform cool, perhaps you end up being a little cool. Maybe that's the hope anyway.
We're chatting with Lauren Rosewarne about a global study that's tried to measure coolness and found some consistent traits across cultures, but does that match the people you admire most? And is coolness really worth chasing? Let us know what makes someone cool. 0427 569 949. Lauren, there's lots coming in. I like this one from Dan. Cool, being passionate without being pushy. I love talking to people who are passionate about things.
Do you think of them as cool, though?
I don't know.
It's a quality I like in a person. Is cool. This is where I come back to as well, because it's not like I go,
you're cool,
and this is,
you're cool.
Well, yeah, I don't. It never really occurs to me as a compliment that I like to receive or give. I think there's plenty of other words, but that's why to sort of loop it back to my cynicism. It isn't as though I'm not interested in that study, but I think that idea of it being something that is linked to purchasing, I think that's where, as opposed to it having much applicability in my own life, which I don't think it does, but that's also what came out in the study as well, Warren, is that this is more cool is something aspirational disproportionately for teenagers, and that absolutely plays out. Think about, you know, you probably still remember things that were cool when you were in primary school or secondary school. I don't really know what's cool now. There's lots of factors you could say that makes it harder to define now. But again, do I even care now?
I love it. The study, it spanned a dozen countries, but yes. Everyone seemed to have a similar idea of cool. I suppose you touched on that before with, pop culture, but what does it say about how globalized cool has become? I've just got a vision of a surfer going, cool, man.
Very Californian, isn't it?
That sort of,
yeah. And I think, again, there's some aspects of this which I think that sort of swaggery rock star is an image that makes sense across the world. But when you look at countries, you know, in different kinds of research where you talk about beauty standards, for example, what do people find hot or attractive in countries? There's lots of variance there. You know, that cliche of how in the UK they really like a sort of dark tan, for example, and then you go to Asia and pale skin is valued. And so there's lots of different, even things down to body shapes and sizes, that is, there's huge cultural variance around that. But it seems like cool somehow rises above all of those different cultural definitions or differences, and cool, it's almost like there's a universal thing to it or feeling to it. But I wonder, is that because it's dictated to us by a culture that makes money from making us believe that this is a desirable quality?
Well, if the introverts aren't cool, we won't be getting anyone pushing advertising towards us, Lauren. We'll be safe.
Maybe we need to work out a way to make ourselves more attractive.
Simo says cool is being easygoing and not appearing to have to try too hard.
Yeah, the not trying too hard definitely comes into the research, less so the easygoing part. And I think that's because easygoing tends to be in conflict with, say, the hedonism, which is part of this cool factor. I found hedonism an odd quality to be one of the six traits of cool. But again, there is an element there of indulgence, I suppose, that makes it desirable in the cool stakes.
Why do you think we sometimes separate cool from being warm or kind? Because I think someone who's warm and kind is cool. And does therefore cool change when you're an adult?
Well, I don't think, for example, when you're picking a partner, cool's the, you know, you might pick cool for someone as a friend, maybe, if they can get you tickets to good stuff or show you, you know, what it's like to be in a certain, you know, set of things that people want to do, you know, the people who are in the know about stuff. But I can imagine that cool doesn't, at least not for me, it doesn't feel like the number one thing I'd want in a partner or a close friend. I'm not sure. It actually feels quite distanced, at least to me, that there's some sort of inaccessibility about cool, whereas kind and generous and good, they're things you can have close to you, whereas cool, it kind of feels like this is a person who needs to treat you a little bit badly, which is then goes back to that stereotype of people falling for the bad boy or the bad girl.
I wonder if a lot of us tend to think that cool is someone who's got good, I suppose, ethical qualities. Like this one has come in as well, is someone who, hang on, where is it here? I've just lost it now. Oh, the friend who always lets you choose rather than forcing something upon you.
Yeah, I'd see that as generous and a lovely quality and an admirable quality. Not sure I'd think about it as cool. Again, though, I seem to use the word cool as in spoken language as though it's okay, you know, instead of saying, which is cool. Probably dates me. Yeah, that's cool. That's fine. Yeah, exactly, like that's fine, as opposed to thinking, oh, that is cool, because that feels to me very Fonzie. You know, and it's like, I'd like to think that that's not what I bring to the table is my Fonzie-like qualities, but, you know.
Lauren, you're cool.
Thank you, Warren.
Love it. Chat, always good to chat with you. Talk with you next week.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Warren.
That's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.